The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, Orange County, Pennsylvania, Northern New Jersey, Sullivan County, and we are streamed worldwide. I know everybody's been stopping me this week because I keep saying I have the most fun show on this morning, and that would be with my dear friend Scotty Myers, who's the executive producer of the John Tesh Show for what, Scotty, 20 years?
Oh my gosh. You're dating.
Well, you were 14, weren't you 14 when you started?
14? I was like four, baby. What the hell?
Ain't gonna work, Scotty.
I know it.
So we've been joking around, and we did a show, you and I, a couple of months ago about what's going on with dating, and it's so weird now. Because it used to be you met someone either in, whatever branch of religion you were in, whether it was a church or a synagogue, or your relatives introduced you to someone, or a friend, or whatever, hobby you were into, you met people that way. Now we have, social media, and I don't even understand what Tinder is, so...
Well, first off, I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning,
I didn't
Scotty.
I get that opportunity to tell good morning, Taylor. How are you, babe?
Well, you're here. I'm great.
You're awesome. Oh, my flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, you know if I was single.
Oh, my goodness.
So tell everybody, first of all, you've been with John for 20 years. I want to do a little background on you. How did you get involved with John to begin with?
Sure. My background is I was a record promoter. I worked for a couple of major labels. And roughly 20 years ago, John sort of stole me away from Island Def Jam to...
And that was some label.
And it was interesting because, I went from working Bon Jovi records to John Tesh records. It was quite a segue.
Yeah, I would say so. I love it. Yeah, but John Tesh is such a great guy. And you can't be with a better person.
Oh, and seriously, John is awesome. He's my son's godfather.
Aww.
I speak to him typically at a bare minimum of 4 or 5 times a day. We strategize. We come up with plans. We come up with promotions that we want to do. I mean, we tie in the live events, the touring. I mean, that's one of the things I love about my job is every day is totally different, and I could go completely on a curveball. And it's a blast. I love doing what I do for a living. And
yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, that's obvious. I mean, every time I speak with you, you're so up and you're so happy because that's the thing we try to tell people, especially when we have interns. Love what you're doing. It'll never be a job.
Absolutely.
And you do that. So we started talking a while back about the dating scene today. So I just think
yes.
It's really interesting because I've been telling everybody that I'm going to put you on the dating game and we're going to and we're going to, there you go.
Oh my God, you got my theme song. That's awesome.
Oh my God. Okay. So number one, no.
So Bachelorette number one.
Yes.
Where was the most exciting? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. Did I just go there?
I was going to say, do you like to do it outside or inside? But anyway, you started dating when you, how long are you divorced now?
I'm divorced about 3.5 years.
And your son is 14?
My son is 14.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
The world is completely different than
14 years ago.
The last time I was single, 14, before I was married.
Right.
Holy cow. I mean, back in the old days, I used to meet people at the gym. You met them at exactly what you're saying, whether it's a church or a synagogue, whatever
right.
it may be, or out at a, I used to do, 10K races. I do longer ones than that now, but you know what I mean?
I know.
You meet them in the real world, and in this hustle and bustle world that we live in, that everybody's got responsibilities, parenting time, everything else. I mean, it's...
And you too, because you have...
Yeah, I absolutely
let people
do.
Know, you have joint custody of your son.
I do. My son's with me half the time, and... You know what? My time is really valuable to me, and part of it that ties in is, listen, I don't want to waste my time just to go out on a date with somebody. If I'm not feeling a vibe and a connection even before that, I'm not even going to ask them out. I mean,
right.
why Why waste their time?
And everybody should feel that way. I mean, you shouldn't waste your time. It's the most precious thing you have besides your children. So you need to make sure that you use it wisely. If it's nothing there, don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings. It's worse afterward if you knew in the beginning you didn't like them, and then you spend an evening with them, and that makes it worse.
Exactly. And you know, there's so much that goes, I mean, I can go on and on about it. And, you know, part of this thing that's really cool is I have all the resources of the John Tesh Radio Show. Got to get my little plug in there for you.
For me, he's on 3 to 8 every day, so I'm good.
But you know what? It's true. And there's really so much stuff that's confirmed by researchers that we have from psychologists, from all these sources, which in the grand scheme of things, you know, from my perspective as a single guy, is you know, so much of it is common sense that once you hear that it's confirmed by, you know, by a study by the University of XYZ, you know, you sit there and you say, holy cow, I did know that. That is true. And I mean, I'll give you a couple of broad stroke bits and pieces along the way here.
But, you know, one of the things I just want to mention that I always tell people who are starting to date, and it really is something that's a game changer. When you're talking to someone, find out about their family, their parents, if they have children, who they were married to. You will get a feeling right then and there, is this a stable person? Did they grow up in a healthy household? You know, am I bringing in someone in my life, and in your case, in your son's life, that has so much baggage that you're never going to fix it? You can only fix yourself. And I think it's so important to find that information out from minute one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to have synergies with whoever you're going to be seeing and you're going to be dating. But that being said, you don't want to go out with a clone of yourself. You know, you want to be able to be with somebody who can compliment you and by virtue of you being with them, make you a better person.
Absolutely.
And vice versa, you making them a better person. You don't necessarily have to share all the same interests. It's always good to have some overlap. It's always good for you and whoever that other person is to, you know, to have similar philosophies on things.
Ethics and morals for the foundation have to be the same. After that, somebody likes basketball, somebody doesn't. You know, you both bring experiences and things you can actually share. Like you said, like you may not have, you know, tried jumping out of an airplane, and maybe the other person has, and they say, hey, let's give it a shot.
Exactly. Which I want to do, by the way.
Just so you know.
maybe I'll do that live on the air for you.
I'll tell you what, I'll film it.
Oh God, there we go.
Hey, listen, I go to the New York Air Show every year to you know, to record from there, and I interview the parachute team from West Point. I have to tell you, they are incredible. These guys, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, you know, for them, you know, they could have 10 cups of coffee and it won't even affect them.
They're not at all cool.
I mean, they're just like
it's
pure
a high
adrenaline.
Beyond anything. But anyway, so when you're on, okay, let's name some of these dating sites that you've been on.
Oh, goodness.
Well, let's start with Tinder. What is Tinder?
All right. Well, you know, now I'll qualify this by saying I've not been on all of these, you know, because
I understand.
Be careful about that picture you want to pay for. But I do have friends who are on a number of the sites. I'm on, you know, as you might imagine, I'm on a site or two as well. But they're different, and there's different
people entrees. On different sites.
Yeah, and there's different entrees to the dating world with each of them.
Right.
You know, personally, in my opinion, I would prefer, and my preference is a site, whether it be something like a Match.com or Plenty of Fish.
And by the way, Match.com is how my son met his wife, and they are married quite a few years now.
Well, you know what? My brother met his wife on there as well, too.
I think, I'm not sure how viable it is now, but I know 10 years ago, it was extremely viable, you know, and it was, a lot of it was for kids in their 20s, you know, at that point.
And you know what? You know, those are the granddaddy sites that have been around longer.
Right.
And the differentiation is when you're dealing with a site like a Match or like a Plenty of Fish or any of those sites, I mean, I think there's J-Date, there's Christian Mingle, there's, you know, there's all of those.
And you could
really screw down to really spit.
You won't have enough nights in the week.
Well, there's a farmer's focused site. I forget what it's called.
Oh my God.
Google it. But, you know, you
there's
you
a site
really...
for everyone. Listen, we got to take a quick break right now. So,
all right, when we come back, I'll give you some input on the different sites.
All right, stay tuned for Scotty Myers, the executive producer of The John Tesh Show, heard here every day from 3 to 8 p.m. Be right back.
Hudson Valley Honor Flight is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which honors American veterans for the sacrifices they made for our freedom and country. HV Honor Flight transports our heroes to Washington, D.C. so they can visit the memorials without any cost to the brave men and women who have served faithfully. Hudson Valley Honor Flight flies multiple times a year, and top priority is given to the greatest generation, World War II veterans, as well as to terminally ill veterans from other wars. Additionally, HV Honor Flight has future plans to take veterans from all wars on flights as well. We lose over 550 World War II veterans every day. Now we need to express our thanks to those brave men and women before their time runs out. As Will Rogers said, we can't all be heroes. Some of us have to stand on the curb and clap as they go by. To donate or get involved, visit their website at hvhonorflight.com.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And it's Taylor back on the Tailored Bird here with my dear friend Scotty Myers, the executive producer of the John Tesh Show, and we're having a fun day. It's a Friday, and we're talking about all the new dating sites and, you know, how this, you know, what's interesting to me is to look at it and think, then is the dating sites, you know, everything is instant gratification. Does that mean like you see someone, you go out with them once, and then you're done, you go to the next one? Or do you make two or three dates in one night?
You know what? It really varies. One of the things, and I was touching on this right before we went to the break, is there's different types of dating websites. There's something like, and as I said, you know, and this is not a paid endorsement. I have to qualify that by saying that.
Right.
You know, there's the Match.com of the world.
Right.
There's Plenty of Fish. There's the Christian Mingle, the J-Date. There's all of those sites, which, in my opinion, are better because on something like that, you can put your entire profile up there. You can sort of lay out what are you looking for.
So there's no constraint on the amount of words you can use.
You know what? There may be. I mean, you know, you don't want to get on there and write an encyclopedia.
A novel. Yeah,
essay.
Right. Yeah, no. We don't want Gone with the Wind.
Right, but the difference being is, you know, it's, I think on some of the swipe apps for that matter.
Now, what is that?
All right, well, there's the difference between the two is when you're dealing with like a Match, a Plenty of Fish, a Christian Mingle, a Jade, any of those, you can write an entire profile about yourself. You know, you can put your name. A lot of people don't put their name, but you can sort of lay out a little bit about your background, a little bit about your interests, a little bit what you're looking for, a little bit about what you're not looking for. And you can put up multiple pictures, et cetera, et cetera. But the key thing is you can really sort of lay out a lot of what's on the agenda for you and what's not. On the flip side of that, there's other apps like Tinder, of course. Bumble is another one of them. I'm sure there's a couple of others.
So what does that mean, swipe app? There are people have asked me about that, and I'm like, you know, I'm not clear, but I'm going to ask Scotty and let him tell you.
Absolutely. So when you're dealing with one of the swipe apps, those are apps that basically have your picture up there. You can maybe put a couple of quick lines in a little bit of a teeny profile, but I mean, it's really an instant attraction or a non-instant attraction.
Of like Twitter, as far as the words are concerned, you're limited to the amount of characters.
Yeah, I believe so. But, you know, more so the implications of a site like that or an app like that, I think it's more apropos, is that if you see somebody you like, you swipe right. If you see somebody you don't like, you swipe left.
And what happens if you accidentally swipe the wrong way?
that could be
an issue.
A conundrum now, couldn't it be? But what ends up happening is the person of the opposite sex who you're swiping through, and somebody who falls within those same parameters of what you're looking for, and you fall into their parameters, they're swiping as well, too. And what would end up happening is if somebody swipes right on you and you swipe right on them, you get a notification, you know, bing, 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 you know, it's right. A match. Now, there's a couple of differentiating features between those two apps that I mentioned. With Tinder, if there's a quote match, you can just shoot off a message. You can ignore that there's a match. You can delete the person. I mean, you have all those options. If you're using an app like Bumble, and I've generally found a lot of women I know prefer that app, and it's the same theory of doing it the same way as a Tinder, is you swipe, they swipe. But in an app like Bumble, the women are the ones who have to make the first message. And it, you know what it
so
does?
So in other words, even if you swipe one way and they swipe back, then they're the ones that have to initiate if you're going to meet or whatever?
It's like a Sadie Hawkins dance.
I love it. My kind of sight, if only.
You know, but you know what it does? It takes a little pressure off. It means that the women are not going to get bombarded by hundreds of guys.
Oh, that's interesting.
You
right.
know, just because they like the guy's picture.
Right.
It really lets them filter down to, you know, all right, I really like this guy. Let me shoot him a message.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm going to move this conversation forward a little bit, too. And this applies, what I'm going to get to next, really applies to any of these dating sites. And we're going to talk about your profile picture next.
Oh, yeah, because that's an interesting thing you bring up, because I even remember when my son went on there, it's like, you know, he said, you've got to put a picture up who really looks like you, something recent, you know, take a picture that day and put it up. Because I'm sure you've been through it, because I know you've told me about it. You know, people sometimes put up pictures not only of them a lot younger, but sometimes of someone else.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, you know, there's a couple of different things, and we actually just talked about something on the radio show. I'm sure a lot of your listeners already know about, you know, the term catfishing.
Oh, sure.
And that's when,
there's a TV
and, you know,
show on that.
Exactly, and apparently that all got started because this one guy met this girl online. I'm not even sure where.
It wasn't a girl, though, was it?
And it wasn't a girl. It was all phony. It was all fake.
Right.
And now one of the new things that that we talk about on the radio show is kitten fishing.
What the heck is that?
And it's sort of like catfishing light. So it's actually you, but it's this whole different persona than the real person you are. And, you know, and it's comedic because, you know, listen, here's the real world, is if you're on a dating site to meet somebody and you're going to go out with them, I mean, number one, I don't want to initiate a dialogue, have communication with somebody, feel like I'm starting to build a connection, but then all of a sudden go out and they don't look anything like the picture that was.
Wouldn't it be
forward.
The first question? Oh, by the way, before I forget, if people want to call in and ask Scotty some questions, it's 845-651-1110. So call him if you have questions, or you want to make comments, or you've been through some of these sites and you want to just chime in, please feel free to do so. If the
we'd
lines
love
are,
to hear from you.
Yeah, if the lines are busy, call back.
Yeah, so you know what it is I mean, there's a couple of things, and some of these are things that we've covered on the show. Some of these that I've actually experienced myself is, you know, and some of this is my advice to people, too, as a guy, you know, who looks at female profiles, obviously, online, and, you know, in terms of trying to find somebody to go out with, is number one, oh, my gosh, don't use a 10-year-old picture. Don't use a 20-year-old
Don't
picture.
Even use the picture from last year. I mean, have a cell phone, just snap a selfie, for God's sakes.
Exactly. Or you know, listen, take a picture of you doing something you enjoy, or use a picture.
Yeah,
of
I don't think I can. I don't think I can do that. I think that would be X-rated.
Oh, gee. This is a family-friendly show.
I know,
Taylor.
But that's family-friendly.
You can
No, but you're absolutely right. I think honesty, first of all, is what that's all about. Honesty first, because if you're going to meet someone and you put a picture up there, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have a face of disappointment. Because you've
Absolutely.
Set yourself up. Don't do that. Actually, I'd rather put in a terrible picture, come there and think, oh, look, she's really beautiful. You don't take a good picture. You're much prettier in person. Wouldn't that be more fun?
You know what? You know, just be reflective of what and who you are.
Right.
I mean, without going into too much, my first online date I ever went on.
Oh, God, I got to hear this.
And this goes into the picture quality, et cetera, et cetera.
I remember this story. Yes.
You know this story. I signed up for Match.com. And you know what it is? When especially if you're new to one of these sites, oh, my gosh. I think everybody out there is like, my gosh, fresh meat. I mean, I got all these messages from women, and I'm like, holy cow, when did I become the popular kid?
That's awesome. So funny. I love it.
And what ended up happening is I ended up communicating with this girl. Now, she had this woman. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound.
I like being called a girl, just for the record.
All right. And then I'm going to talk the way that it just flows out here. And she had one picture on her profile, which is going to lead me to another tip I'm going to give you.
Right.
And the picture was really, blurry, fuzzy. But, listen, I was a newbie. I had no idea. I'm like, all right, this is awesome. Yay. Well, she showed up on our date, and clearly the picture must have been 20 plus years old.
See, that's the time I wish I had a camera to take a picture of your face.
and I was sort of like, hi.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say? My question would have been, are you so and so?
Well, and you know what? Honestly, I mean, you know me a long time.
Yes.
Taylor. I mean, I was still nice.
Of course you were. By the way, Scotty is a real gentleman, by the way, ladies.
Thank you.
You really are.
I had a drink and I basically said, listen, it was nice to meet you and
take care.
Gotta go. Yeah. I mean, I was a little more diplomatic than that.
I'm sure you were.
But it's just one of those things. So, here's a couple of tips, and I'm going to give this for, and this applies to both women and men.
Absolutely.
Is, by gosh, use a current picture, number one. Number two, put up a number of pictures. Don't be that person who only has one profile picture. I mean,
if you're in a sport, if you like, paddle boarding, or you like, running, or whatever it may be, how about a picture of you with that favorite sport that you do?
Absolutely. I mean, and you know me, I do tough mudders.
Oh, I know. You are the man. By the way, this man is in the most crazy shape of anybody. Let me just tell you. Oh, it's true.
Thank you, Taylor. I appreciate it. But you know what? I mean, listen, I like to do all those things. I have full body pictures, so you see that, underneath the smile, I'm not 480 pounds.
Exactly.
Listen, not that there's anything wrong with that. There's people who prefer to go out with people like that too, and that's
exactly.
Great. I mean, everybody has their own, their own thing when it comes to that. But the first thing is be genuine in your pictures. There's another thing, and we talked about this on the radio show too. And let me know when we got to get to a break because I'm watching the clock.
About 2 minutes, yeah.
Okay. There's apps out there like Facetune. I'm waiting to hear all.
I've never heard of that
right
one.
Now.
That's a new one.
Well, you know what it is, and these crack me up. There's apps out there. I think one of them is called Facetune. The other is called Facey. And they're basically cosmetic surgery in an app. And it's the funniest thing because, if you go onto a dating site.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen this. I haven't really seen it with guys. But then again, I don't really look at guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'd love to have women chime in on this. Maybe one of our callers will come in and say something. But I've seen so many profiles where you can absolutely tell somebody's used one of these apps to smooth out their wrinkles or smooth out their laugh line.
Oh my. So in other words, it's plastic surgery online. It's Photoshop.
And you know what? I would actually send you a picture for you to put on the website, but then of somebody, but I don't want to do that because, you know what I'm going to do, Taylor?
Tell me.
I'm going to download an app and do one of myself.
I love it.
I'll give you a before and after on that. But here's the funny thing is, they look like Casper the Friendly Ghost because there's like nothing there.
It's when people start getting a lot of Botox.
Oh, but gosh, it's worse. It's like their cheeks are blurry.
So why would somebody create a website to make yourself even look less like yourself? It's so deceptive. I just don't get it. We're going to take another break in a few seconds, but I'm just stymied at the websites that are coming out instead of, what it reminds me of? When Tom Hanks does a movie with Meg Ryan, it is like the biggest movie in the world, and they make a couple of them, and they're always explosive. They make billions of dollars, and then they don't do it again. And I'm like, people told you. They love that. So in other words, if people want to see who you really are, stop putting up phony pictures. It just doesn't make sense to me. We're gonna come back in another minute. We're gonna talk more with Scotty, and we're gonna find out what would be the best either apps or websites to go to if you're really looking for love.
Beautiful People, the Miracle League of Orange County, where children and young adults with disabilities are playing soccer, baseball, and basketball. Beautiful People is a place where children and adults with special needs can exercise and socialize in a non-competitive atmosphere and enjoy the benefits of team sports, just like mainstream America. Beautiful People is building a fully accessible ballpark in Warwick, and you can help by calling 845-986-5944. And your donations are tax deductible. To make a difference and be part of something special, call 845-986-5944 or visit us at beautiful-people.us.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Join me for Ask Dr. Phil. We're going to talk about what's important in your life. So listen up and start a change reaction in your life today. You're worth it. Weekdays at 1:30.
WTBQ Weather. To start the day across the area, there are some areas of clouds and fog, but we'll see intervals of sunshine developing as it's mild once again with highs this afternoon at 65 to 70 and maybe a couple of scattered afternoon showers or sprinkles. Tonight it quickly clears out, it's breezy early on, we're down to 35 by morning. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 50 to 55. Then there's a pretty good chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday morning. I'm Ken Elliott in the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. And good morning again. It's Taylor on the Taylor Word, and I'm having the best Friday ever because I have my dear friend Scotty Myers here, and we're talking all this new stuff I'm dating, honey, that I don't remember in my old days, but it's really good information, and, you know, people listening out there may want to know, how do we maneuver this? So we were talking about, you know, the fact that people put up these, and now, I mean, I'm stymied about this, Scotty, this smoothing out thing. That doesn't even make sense to me.
It is a riot, and it's the quickest, in my opinion, it's the quickest way for me to swipe left and just move to the next profile. Because
right.
You know what? Listen, you know, I'm not 20 years old, but then again, I'm not 60 years old.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But I don't want to go out with somebody who feels the need to sandpaper their face.
Yeah.
To put up a picture. I mean, I want to see somebody who looks like what they're going to actually look like when I see them.
Well, to me, it's like, what are you thinking? I mean, do you think that you impress someone and then they meet you and they're disappointed, that makes your life better? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's completely ridiculous. And it goes to, I mean, listen, I've got a friend. She ended up going out on a date with some guy, and somebody else showed up. And she said, and he's like, well, you know, I used my friend's picture. And
oh, my gosh.
I mean, the guy's got quite a set.
Really? That is unbelievable. And what did he think? What did he think the woman was going to do? Welcome him with open arms?
She told me, she's like, listen, you know what? If this is how you're going to start, I'm out.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and she just basically, she literally turned around and walked away.
Well, good for her.
And good for her, because that's, you know.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. That is
unacceptable.
Because to me, that's deceitful to begin with.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
And you know, there's a couple of other things that I want to throw in before we get to sites, you know, but
and not only sites, but I want to find out what you're looking for in a woman.
Oh,
and we're going to be completely honest there. I know where you live.
I'm always without a filter. You know that.
Me too. So they're in a trouble here today.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and there's a couple of different things. I mean, it's, you know, you want to be reflective of your personality.
Right.
I mean, listen, if you connect with somebody, that's great. And we talked about this, I think, the last time I had called in.
Right.
Is, you know, sure, text them offline. You know, you want to move to a telephone call.
Absolutely.
And at least have some dialogue. You want to be able to, you know, to actually go out. I mean, in the real world, I've actually, you know, in the world of dating, I should say, I mean, there's women who are, in my opinion, simply want a textual relationship. I mean, they just want to text for weeks.
I don't
and
get
weeks
that
and
part.
Weeks.
I just don't get that part.
You know, there's pen pal sites. If that's what they want, go there. Don't waste my time.
Perfectly put. I like that.
But seriously, you would be amazed at how often that happens. And listen, I'm a single parent. I've got a lot of.
Do they have websites for single parents?
They have websites for everything. And by the way, if you happen to like farmers or are a farmer, there's farmersonly.com. And that is
We have 800 farms. We have 800 farms in Orange County.
I know you do. So you know what? I would love to have somebody call into the show who is actually on one of these farmers' websites.
Well, they're probably farming right now, but you know what? I am going to call up that website because we have a Farm Talk show. And the woman.
Oh, my God.
There's a great sponsor. And by the way, the woman who heads it up is actually the head of agriculture at Cornell Cooperative Extension. So no lightweight, but I think that would be an interesting sponsor on that show.
I think it would be fascinating. And the question that comes to my mind is, if you're a guy on that site and you find a woman, you say, hey, baby, you want to see my cornfield?
Okay, but what does that translate? What do you mean by cornfield?
I don't know. I have no idea.
As long as they didn't ask me to see the cow, I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to stop because this is going downhill fast.
Well, it's you and me, of course.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the other thing, too, is, there's a lot of dating observations. And again, we throw a lot of this stuff onto Tesh.com. Because
right.
We cover a lot of it on the radio show.
Sure.
Another thing.
And by the way, that is the one thing people love, besides we all love here, is those tidbits that he and Gil do together. It is so fat. I love them.
You mean Gib.
Gib. What did I say? Gil? No, I meant Gib.
His dad is Gil.
I know. I just threw in my head. I was thinking of that show his dad used to do, one of these Star Trek type things.
Buck Rogers
in the 25th century, right?
I think it's 25th century
or 24th. Doesn't matter. I've lost count.
Exactly. But anyway, so back to the dating thing. There's so many great tips out there, and to me, we cover a lot of this stuff, but it always astounds me how simple this really is. I mean, because it really is pretty easy. Listen, if I go out on a date with a woman, and she treats the waiter, waitress, the bartender, like they're their indentured servant.
Oh no, that's unacceptable.
It's so reflective of how they'll treat you once they get comfortable with you.
Right.
And that's to me unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree.
There's other things, and I'm segueing this a little bit towards what I look for versus what I don't look for.
And that's what we want to hear.
I know you do. Is, listen, I love an independent woman. I don't want to be with somebody who's needy, who needs me to call and text them 25 times a day. I mean, listen, it's great to hear a good morning from somebody. It's nice to know that they're thinking about you. But, I've got a day job.
Yeah, really, exactly.
I would hope that they have a day job.
Right.
And here's what one of my philosophies is.
Wait a minute, I just want to give out the number again because the phones were ringing before. 845-651-1110. People are saying they don't want to come in the air and they want to ask a question, but we don't allow that. You have to have the nerve to come on the air. 845-651-1110. Come on.
Well, grill ya. No, we won't.
Now you scared him away.
No, I won't. I'll be gentle.
Oh, there's a good come on line.
Oh, goodness. But you know what it is it comes down to, listen, I want to be with somebody who wants to be with me but doesn't need to be with me.
Oh, that's a very good way to put it. Actually, people pick up that energy. It's sort of like going on an interview for a job. They can sense your desperation.
Absolutely. You know what? There's a great article, which I can't read the title to on the air.
Okay.
but, you can Google it pretty easily. The author's name, his name is Mark Manson.
Oh, yes.
And the easy way to find it without me using the word that we can't use on the air is just type into Google. Let me try to do this actually while we're talking, see if it'll pull it up.
Okay. I think you sent me the book.
I sent you one of the books.
Yeah.
All right. So if you Google Mark Manson, M-A-N-S-O-N, yes, no. Yes, space, no. I mean, again, I can't read the entire title of it on the air.
No, just Google him.
It's a word that you shouldn't use on the air.
Right.
However, you know what? It's it really comes down to, you know, if you're going to be dating somebody, you're seeing somebody, you want to, I'll clean it up for on air, is you want to have that feeling of, heck yeah.
Yeah. did we got it. You did you? Good there.
All right, I'm trying.
John would be proud of you.
I don't want the FCC kicking me.
No.
But you know what? It's that heck yeah feeling. And when you think about them, you want to have that heck yeah. Because if you're in the gray area, you've already lost.
Right.
And if they're in your and if you're in their gray area, where, you know, you're sitting here and you're waiting for them to call you back all the time. You know, if you text them and it takes 3 days to get a text back, you're in the gray area. You know,
yeah, you know what it's like? It's like if you text back too soon or too late, you've lost it.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, for me, listen, if I'm interested in somebody, you know, and once again, I get really, really busy. You know what my day is like.
Oh, sure.
You know what I do. So, I mean, I can't necessarily, you know, so sometimes I won't be able to text back.
And people need to be, you know, cognizant of that, because I, too, get into that area where it's just, you know, constant and you can't even get to a phone or your phone. And so people need to be aware of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, there's a difference between that and, you know, and if I text a woman and it takes her 3 days to get back to me, you know, listen, I'm out.
Yeah,
because
no.
Clearly,
I agree.
I'm so down on the priority list that, you know, without sounding too cocky, I don't need her.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
trust
no,
me,
that,
there's, you know,
that,
yeah,
that's
that, not
by
a
the
problem.
Way, that remember the book, I don't know who wrote it, about, you know, rules for dating. And I thought it was so absurd because there's, you know, there are no rules.
You know what? And it's funny you bring that up, because I remember when that came out.
You remember that?
And I think it may have been more apropos for somebody who's maybe 20 years old-ish.
Yes.
Know, but I mean, this whole
somebody
thing,
who's never dated, really.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a lot of fallacies to it, which, in all honesty, if I went out with a woman who tried to, quote unquote, implement the rules from that were laid out in that
book. Right.
You know, we'd have gone out on a date, maybe 2 days, and I would have stepped out. I would have been like, I'm done. See you
yeah,
later.
No,
bye.
Yeah, because if somebody, you know, look, you can take a second and say, really tied up, back to you later. You know what I mean? After a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it's again. You know what? It's, you know, you don't want to be in a position where, you know, you have to constantly feel like you got to chase down who you're interested in.
Yeah, because then you feel there's no interest to begin with. Then.
Exactly. I mean, you want a little bit of an affirmation, and
right.
Listen, I get the whole chivalry thing that, you know, that a lot of women expect the guy to make the first call, and I totally understand that. I totally get that.
Right.
You know, there's also the realm of, you know, who pays on a first date.
Right.
My opinion, guy always pays on the first date.
I'm with you.
That's what a gentleman
does.
Hey,
I'm old-fashioned. As far as I'm concerned, the guy always pays.
You know what? But there is something called the ice cream test.
What is that?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
And I actually believe in this test. I think this is great.
If you're
a guy, and women should listen to this very, very, very carefully. If you're a guy and you're going out with a woman, you've gone out three or four times already and paid for dinner each time. And this is not a financial thing to me. This is totally not, oh my gosh, I'm laying out money. You know, that's not what it's about.
Of course not.
But if you're going out with a woman and you've taken her out three or four times, you know what? And you're walking past an ice cream store after you've gone out for dinner, it'd be sort of nice for her to say, oh, let me buy some ice cream for
her.
Well,
that is a sweet gesture. I like that.
You want to see at least a little reciprocity. And I'm not talking about, oh, my gosh,
no,
I
think that's
a
matter of, I think that's a matter of, you know, like, I'm thinking of you more than it is about the
exactly.
money.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's you know, and it's a really interesting situation. I once had dated a girl who, I mean, I felt like Bank of Scotty, and it was,
that's not good.
And again, listen, you know, I'm thrilled to go out and buy nice dinners and do things like that, but you want to feel like
you're not being taken
something.
Advantage of.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
I agree with that. And honestly, you know, as a woman, there's a certain point where you both know if the chemistry is there or it's not. I mean, that is going to be obvious. And that is something you have no control over, because that It's either there or it's not. I mean, there's nothing that can make that or break that. So we're going to take our last break. This hour is going so fast. I know we're holding up signs here saying people had questions, but they don't want to go on the air. So I'll let you know what some of those are when we come back.
Warwick Valley Humane Society's motto is Make a Difference. Adopt a shelter pet and you will change lives, yours and theirs. Warwick Valley Humane Society's homeless dogs and cats are spayed or neutered, vaccinated against rabies and distemper, and are tested for heartworm and receive monthly preventative tabs. Cats and kittens are tested for feline leukemia and feline immune virus, with vet care for sick and injured, plus lots of TLC. The Warwick Humane Society provides a clean, comfortable, safe haven for lost, abandoned, unwanted, abused, and neglected animals until they are adopted or reunited with their families. They assist local, county, and state law enforcement agencies in the alleviation and investigation of suspected animal cruelty. They offer special programs like Seniors for Seniors and 3 free home visits by a certified dog trainer for your newly adopted canine companion. Warwick Humane Society needs your help to continue their tireless work to save and protect our animals. Please do an act of kindness and contribute to the Warwick Valley Humane Society by visiting wvhumane.org or call them at 845-986-2473.
Winslow Therapeutic Center is a non-profit organization. Healing with Horses is therapeutic horseback riding for children and adults, and a surefire way to produce smiles, laughter, friendship, and healing. Winslow's programs are designed to meet the needs of those special children and adults with physical, mental, or social disabilities, as well as those who wish to learn about horses and riding in a therapeutic environment. The children and adults who participate in these programs improve their physical, cognitive, social, and emotional well-being by learning to ride in a therapeutic environment. Winslow's well-trained and caring staff and volunteers have made it possible for Winslow to offer a unique and often life-changing horseback riding experience to children and adults in our community since 1974. As a not-for-profit organization, Winslow relies heavily on your support to help them maintain their stable of horses. Your involvement in the Sponsor a Horse program can help Winslow brighten the lives of the people we serve every day. For more information on how you can make a difference, call 845-986-6686 or visit them on the web at winslow.org.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ. And good morning again. It's Taylor on the Tailored Word. And just so, and I've been asked this before, I want to clarify before we go back to Scotty. The reason that I have only nonprofit commercials on my show is because I have a philanthropist who wanted to sponsor my show and said that she wanted me to pick out, you know, nonprofit commercials to be on because she no longer has a business. So thank you to my wonderful sponsor and, you know, all these nonprofit organizations that get to have a voice without having to spend $1 to do it. So thank you all. And we're back with Scotty Myers, who's the executive producer of the John Tesh Show. And we've had some questions for you, Scotty.
We have somebody who's actually called in and
oh, a couple of people did, and they were all women. Awesome. They were all women, by the way. Just want to make you mention this. So they wanted to know: are you in a relationship, or you're just dating? Or and also, one of them wanted to know where you were living, and what are some of the things you like to do?
All right. So, in answer to one of the questions, is I am currently single. I am dating. I'm looking to be in a relationship.
So just so they know, you're not a playa.
I am not a player.
You're not a player, baby.
I don't have time to be a player.
No, you do not. I can attest to that.
You know my life.
But it's not your personality either, you know?
No, you know, listen, I'd rather spend my time with one person who I connect with, who I have interests with, and go from there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, for me, you know, you're either all in or you're not.
I'm with you, 100% or zero, you know? Sort of like
exactly.
A Jack Russell Terrier.
Exactly. And you know, in answer to some of the other questions, I'm on Long Island. and in Nassau County. I'm about half an hour from New York City.
I was going to say, you will meet them halfway.
Absolutely.
If they want to meet you in the city, you drive in from where you are on the island to the city and meet. You know what? Distance doesn't matter, folks out there. Distance has nothing to do with it. It has to do with, you know, do you want to meet the right person? And you'll figure out the other part later.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, for me, listen, I love being in a relationship. You know, right now I'm not in one yet, but, you know, you never know what could be next week.
Absolutely. And then when you do get into one, we're going to have to hear which website it was.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly.
You know that I want details.
And
what was the other? I forgot the other question now. Oh, yeah. What are some of the things you love to do that you would share with someone or maybe bring them into that with you?
Sure. Well, my interests really lay in fitness and
right.
being out and activities, doing things. You know, I work out a lot. I like a lot.
Yes, we know.
I like to do, you know, I like to dig it. But for me, that's important. That's one of the
well,
things.
You know
that's
what? Healthy body, healthy mind. And the physical part, obviously, we know what the great results are on the physical part. You look better, you feel better. It's really simple
Absolutely.
Math.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so for me, I mean, it's, you know, it's somebody who's interested in that. I mean, I love music. I mean, hence I'm in the radio business.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
What kind of music do you like, Scotty?
I like everything.
Me too.
And that's not a bull answer. It really is the truth. I mean, you know, I can sit here in my office and I know you're going to totally laugh at me, but I'll put on opera sometimes when I'm sitting here.
Nice talking to you.
You know, but you know, I can go from opera to listening to Fall Out Boy. So, I mean, and everything in between.
Well, I like the Slim Shady with, what's his name? The actor who dances in the video. And he was in Deer Hunter. He won the Academy Award for Deer Hunter.
Oh, geez. I know.
You know who I mean.
More cowbell.
Yes. So what's his name?
I'm completely blanking out.
Dan
right
knows.
Now.
What is it, Dan?
Christopher Walken?
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
Chris
thank
Walken.
You, Dan.
Yeah, that's it. I love that video.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the same way I go from Eminem to Vivaldi's Four Seasons, you know?
Exactly. So let me ask you, so do we have anybody else call in who wants to actually go on the air?
Well, you know, it's really funny, and I'm going to tell you, this happens on a lot of shows also. They think people can recognize their voice. And that's their excuse for not coming on the air.
Oh, come on. But yeah, but
I swear to God, I mean, we get
question.
This with a lot of shows where people, you know, so we obviously have very heavy political shows on here in the morning, after the morning show. And there are people that call up and they'll say, you know, could you ask them this? And I'm like, go on the air. No, I don't want anybody to hear my voice. I'm like, nobody knows who you are. Trust me. But they,
oh, come on. I want to hear the conservative versus the liberal debate.
Oh, God. Then let me tell you something. You'll get a lot of calls on that. Oh, that could be an interesting topic. We'll have to do a show on that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And just for the record, I'm a political independent. I think all politicians are screwy.
You are Switzerland.
I am.
No doubt about it. So what are you looking for in a woman? What are the things that you are high on your list?
Sure. I mean, I'm looking, again, for somebody who's, you know, who's got their stuff together, who's independent, who's into fitness. Those are important things for me. Those are priorities.
Yeah, because
for me.
They're important. And also, I think the other part, I mean, that's important in your life, is your son. So we need somebody that understands what it's like, you know, preferably somebody who has a child or two that, you know, understands what the priorities are when you do have them.
Yes and no. I mean, for me, I mean, there's some people, they only want to date somebody who's got a kid.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's other people who only want to date somebody who doesn't have a kid. For me,
right.
It's less about whether somebody I date has a child or not, that they understand that, you know, listen, if all of a sudden my son's wrestling team makes it to the final and we had a date for Friday night, guess what? I'm going to the wrestling
There's
finals.
No doubt about that.
you know, and it's not a slight on them. It's a prioritization.
Exactly.
You know, they have to understand.
But
that
you know what? That woman should respect you for doing that because, they should, you know, no matter whether they have children or not, they were once a child too. And wouldn't it be nice if their parent had them as their priority?
And they have to understand that they absolutely will be and are a priority in my life. But again, this falls into that whole independence thing where when you're dealing with a child,
right?
You know, they're entitled to be needy because they're children.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, and that's the man you actually want to be with. The man who actually understands that, because there's so many issues that are out there now and so many divorces that it's become more prevalent than not, that, you know, people need to respect those boundaries. I mean, one thing I never missed was any game my son played in, and he was in every sport you can imagine. And I would have, and I was producing events then, and I would say to my clients, if you want to go to the football game or the tennis match or the soccer game with me, you know, come on down. But I'm not making an appointment when my son is playing. It's not going to happen. Because you can never get a second chance to see that.
Exactly. And you know what? And it makes such a huge difference for your kid when they know that you give a darn.
Absolutely.
You know, see, I'm keeping it nice and clean here.
You did good there, Scotty. I'm proud of you.
I'm exercising all my restraint.
I'm sure you are. Well, when we get off the air, I'll let you let it out. So, you know, one of the girls who called up, and this was like part deux of what she said, I just remembered. She said, what age group are you interested in, and how old are you? What age group are you in? She didn't ask for an exact age.
Okay. Well, I mean, generally, you know, my dating arena, I guess, I generally date women who are, you know, I guess I would say late 30s to mid 40s. That's about the ballpark. So you can surmise my age based on that. But it's just, you know, and for me, it's regarding the amount of, you know, listen, I need to go out with somebody who's into doing active things, who needs to, you know, get off their butt and go out and do stuff. I mean, it's so important because I don't want to be with somebody whose entire life is, let's stay in and watch a movie. You know, that's just not my arena.
I'm so rarely in my house, I keep wondering why I'm paying for it.
Exactly. I know you. You know, you're always out and about doing stuff.
Absolutely. I haven't had a day off in, I think, 7 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I got a full weekend.
I better talk to Frank then.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know if that works, would you?
I'll write you a note.
Yeah, I'm going to be late for school.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so besides, you know, what are the other things? I mean, what is it, you know, obviously people want somebody that's attractive to them, but to everybody, everybody else has a different point of what's attractive to them. But, I mean, in qualities, I mean, what are the things, I mean, sense of humor, intelligence, I mean, whether they went to school or not, where they grew up, I mean, family, all that stuff.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's a lot of that, and yes.
Yes to all of it.
All of the above.
Right.
Listen, I you know, my personal preferences is I'd rather go out with somebody who's, you know, listen, they don't need to have an MBA, but it's got to be somebody who can have an intelligent conversation, who every answer to me wouldn't be,
it's not about
a level of engagement.
Right, and it's not about the degree. It's about the degree of your intelligence. It has nothing to do with what you earned.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, listen, we could have a political debate. We could have, you know, we could talk about, you know, pineapple on pizza versus not pineapple on
no,
pizza.
No, thank you.
But you want to be able to have an intelligent conversation, be able to engage and be able to have a dialogue. You know, those are important things. You know, I like, again, and we've hit this before, is I'd like to go out with somebody who is independent, who, and to me, this is a really
and has their own interests. I'm going to just give you a little warning here. We have 1 minute left, believe it or not.
We're on the countdown.
Yep.
You know, and again, and this is really what it should be for anybody, whether it's a man or a woman, you know, out there in the dating world is, listen, you know, you want to find somebody and make this your goal is to find somebody who wants to be with you, but doesn't need to be with you.
I love that. That's a great motto.
You know, I mean, if you're going to take any takeaway from this entire call, that's really one of the top ones. And again, you know, you want to have that Mark Manson, heck yeah, heck yes versus heck no. And it's not an H word.
Yeah, I hear you.
When you Google it. But I mean, it's, you know, really it comes down to you want to feel that fire. You want to have that motivation that, oh my gosh, I'm all in.
Absolutely. Well, listen,
you're not all in, you're not in.
100%. I've been talking here for this hour, which felt like 1 minute, with Scotty Myers, who's the executive producer of the John Tesh Show. We had a number of calls, so a lot of chickens out there. But if you're interested in talking to Scotty, give me a call or email me here at the station. at WTBQ.com. So find out the phone number and go on our website. Scotty, I can't thank you enough for coming on. It's always so much fun to have you on the air, and we're going to definitely make this a series.
And absolutely. It's my pleasure. You tell me when I'm here for you.
You know it. Okay, well, have a great weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you in a few minutes. But anyway, everybody, have a great weekend. Don't forget tomorrow's honor flight. Don't forget, at Stewart Airport. Take care, everyone. See you Monday morning on the Frank Jouette Morning Show.